We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Daniel Wright. Now, Daniel, I was going to introduce you as a Canadian country singer, but I can see that you sing a lot of different, well, you're into a lot of different genres of music, and you play a lot of different instruments. You've been in a lot of different sorts of bands, too.
Yes. Well, I originally started playing piano. My mom got me started very early, at about the age of 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I started taking classical piano lessons. And from there, I just kind of branched out. And my mom forces all of her kids to be in band as well. So I took up the trombone when I was 10 years old. And that's actually my major right now in school is music education with emphasis in trombone. But I picked up guitar at the same time because my sister was playing guitar all throughout, you know, my childhood. She's much older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And when I reached about the age of 15, my sister said, "Hey, you know, you're getting pretty good at guitar. Do you want to be in a band with me?" So I ended up playing in a rock band with my sister when I was 15 years old. And from there, you know, I just picked up the other rock instruments like bass guitar, you know, played a little bit of drums.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was about 16 or 17, I really started getting comfortable with my voice, and I started making my own rock bands and playing around, and yeah, and then I started getting into electronic music. So, you know, I'm trying to do as much as possible, and I think it helps bring a creative edge to whatever genre you're trying to make songs in when you do other stuff. So
I guess so. So you played in metal bands too, I guess, electronic, classical, rock. How does this affect the sound of your country music right now?
Yeah, I mean, probably the metal is not the biggest influence on my country sound.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, just those experiences, though, being on stage and being exposed and, you know, playing that kind of music, it really does add to everything that you do in certain ways. But, I mean, like, rock guitar has been very important to the way that I play country, for sure.
Okay.
And I think you can hear it in the two singles that we've released so far. So
One of them is Stay the Night. What's the other one?
The other one is Halfway to Crazy. We haven't been promoting that one as much on the radio. We may be doing that in the future, but, you know, we're really just getting started. The fact that we've been able to get so much promotion for this song, Stay the Night, is really, really quite amazing, and we're very proud of that, and we, you know, we just kind of want to see where things are going, so.
That's great. Now, did you co-write, rather, Stay the Night, or was it written by somebody else?
So the thing is, both of these songs, Halfway to Crazy and Stay the Night, were the lyrics were written actually by a Canadian man. His name is Gordon Holmes. He lives in Elko, which is in British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And we met each other. It's kind of a weird story. I'll try to make it as brief as possible. But we met each other in Mexico just on a vacation where I was playing piano for R.J. Helton, who was on American Idol, the first season of American Idol.
Okay.
And so we met there, and just, you know, we kept in touch over, you know, Facebook. And one day he was like, "Hey, Daniel, I know you play a lot of different types of music. I've been writing these country songs, but, you know, I really don't have a way to play them or record them." And he sent me the lyrics to this song, Halfway to Crazy, and I literally, it was as simple as me sending him a video on Facebook, and he was like, "You know, sold. I want you to record that. I will send you money. Just record this song. I just want this song," you know?
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we kind of just became partners, and we only recorded two songs before I moved here to Montreal, but I'm actually going back in December to record another two songs, and hopefully we'll be able to make an album by the end of this.
Oh, that would be great, because you're originally from Washington?
Yeah, so
okay.
I actually grew up originally about 2.5 hours out of Vancouver, yeah.
Okay, out of Vancouver, okay, good. So I wouldn't imagine country music is too popular out there, or would it be?
Well, you know, you know what, my whole family actually listens to country. I'm the one in my family who really never really got into country.
Okay.
I mean, lately I've been listening to country just because, you know, I feel like as you get older, you know, you feel like you can listen to, you know, different types of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was never the country one in the family. My sister played a lot of country, you know, on guitar, like I said, and both of my older brothers love country. My mom loves country. So it was kind of weird for my family when this single all of a sudden started becoming very popular in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty surprised that I was taking the country route. But you know, it's great because I make all this other music and I post it, and my family's kind of like, "Oh, yeah, great, you know." But then once I post a country song, everyone's like, wow, Daniel, this is definitely what you should be doing. You know, you sound best in country. So it's been very inspiring. And, you know, even though it hasn't really been popular in any of the places that I live, obviously it's not popular in San Francisco as much either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always find people who love country. I mean, people just love country. So
that's true. That's great. Do you expect yourself in about maybe 5 years to still be into country, or is this something that you think might lead to a permanent career for you?
You know, I really am flexible when it comes to that. I've always said, as long as I can be doing music, I don't care what I'm doing in it. I don't care how I'm doing it. I just want to be doing music no matter where I am, which is why I went into school for music education, because I love to teach as well. So I figure, you know, even if the performance thing doesn't work out, I'll always be able to teach. But as far as the country is concerned, let's say things actually do really kick off, and these next couple singles that we're coming out with do as well as Stay the Night, then yes, I would be fully prepared to start a career in country. If that's what people want and that's what people think I'm good at, then I'll do it, as long as it's music.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, do you want to give us the address to your website, Daniel?
Yes, the address is www.danielwright.ca. Mm-hmm. So just my full name at .ca. So.
Okay, that's great. So you're expecting the second single to come out soon, and hopefully it will end up being an album, maybe?
Well, we have both of the first singles on the website, and
okay.
We have a video up there as well. The third and fourth singles we're hoping will be out by the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I go back to California to finish the album in probably summer of next year, we're hoping to have an album by then, yeah.
Okay, so if somebody wants to purchase Stay the Night, they can go to your website and download it, purchase it digitally, I guess?
Most definitely, or you can also purchase it on iTunes, which
okay.
is a recent thing as well. So if you can find it there on iTunes, it's Stay the Night by Daniel Wright, and you can, ooh, that kind of has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And you can purchase it on iTunes as well.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much. Anything else you want to add before we go, Daniel?
I just want to say thank you so much for this interview. I really appreciate it. Things are kind of moving fast for me, but, you know, it's very cool to be getting all of this this notice for this song. And I think it's really great for Gordon, and it's definitely really great for me, and I just want to thank you so much.
Thank you, and we wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you so much, Maureen. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Daniel Wright, and the song is Stay the Night.
stay here.